Healthful Living, Chapter 5, Blessings from Obeying Natural Law. Those who understand something of the wisdom and beneficence of His laws, and perceive the evidences of God's love and the blessings that result from obedience, will come to regard their duties and obligations from an altogether different point of view. Instead of looking upon the observance of the laws of health as a matter of sacrifice and self-denial, they will regard it, as it really is, an inestimable blessing. All our enjoyment or suffering may be traced to obedience or transgression of natural law. Cooperation. God, the creator of our bodies, has arranged every fiber and nerve and sinew and muscle, and has pledged himself to keep the machinery in order if the human agent will cooperate with him and refuse to work contrary to the laws which govern the human system. A careful conformity to the laws which God has implanted in our being will ensure health, and there will not be a breaking down of the constitution. God has pledged himself to keep this machinery in healthful action if the human agent will obey his laws and cooperate with him. Every thou shalt not, whether in physical or moral law, contains or implies a promise. If it is obeyed, blessings will attend our steps. He requires us to obey natural law to preserve physical health. If Christians will keep the body in subjection and bring all their appetites and passions under the control of enlightened conscience, feeling it a duty that they owe to God and to their neighbors to obey the laws which govern health and life, they will have the blessing of physical and mental vigor. They will have moral power to engage in the warfare against Satan, and in the name of Him who conquered appetite in their behalf, they may be more than conquerors on their own account. Adherence to principle. If laborers who are now in the field had intelligently used their physical and mental powers according to the laws of hygiene, they would not only have been able to become proficient in common branches of education, but would have been versed in different languages, and thus would have been qualified to become missionaries in foreign countries. The souls and bodies of people have been fast becoming a corrupted mass of disease. This would not have been the case if those who claim to believe the truth had lived out its sacred principles in their lives. If man had obeyed the laws of Jehovah in his natural laws, the image of God would have been revealed in him.